Well, good morning. Welcome, everyone, to the Ag Market Network, to our monthly cotton teleconference. It is October the 13th, and we are being led today by Kip Butts, and he will be joined by Dr. O.A. Cleveland and Jill Nieper. We had on John Robinson for a while, but he had to leave us. I want to also mention our sponsor and thank Bayer for sponsoring us, supporting us over the years. So let's go ahead and get started with Kip. Kip, thanks for giving us your thoughts on the market.
Well, I'm going to first, thank you, Pat. First, give you a rundown on the October WASDE report. For many, it was a little bit of a surprise. The U.S. ending stocks reduced 600,000 bales, with the U.S. crop smaller than expectations. The range for production guesses was from 15.9 to 16.450, with the average guess at about 16.2. That would be up about 90,000 bales from the September estimate. The number at essentially 16 million caught many traders by surprise. USDA also chose to increase exports in this report, and that again was a bit of a surprise to many analysts and traders. U.S. mill use was unchanged on this report. Ending stocks at 4.3 was in the opposite direction than most thought, because the average guess was 4.87 and the smallest at 4.6. The largest guess was 5.3, with two estimates above 5. Informa was actually expecting a 4.9 million bale carryout. Texas was usually, as usual, the largest change in U.S. production report. The 200,000 bale decline was in contrast to at least thoughts at Informa. We thought it would actually be up about 100,000. Just a quick rundown on the U.S. The Southeast saw a 30,000 bale increase. Now, we have to remember this report didn't really include the impact of the hurricane, so this would be a pre-hurricane assessment of the Southeast. There was no change in the Central Belt. As I said, the 100,000 bales down in Texas and 38,000 bales down in Arizona, New Mexico, and California. That brings us down 108,000 from the previous report, and no change in the Pima numbers. World numbers were also a bit of a surprise. The beginning stocks were 2 million bales lower, created primarily by million bale increases to China mill use for the past two crop years. Global production increased only 220,000, and foreign production increased by 330,000 bales. I was expecting increases in India and a small bump in Pakistan to production, as well as the increase we did realize in Australia. Global mill use rose 800,000 bales to 112 million, putting ending stocks at 2.4 million bales lower. The stocks-to-use ratio of foreign stocks less China increased to 49.9 from 47.2. We should realize Bangladesh also realized consumption increases of 500,000 in 2015 and 300,000 in the 16-17 crop years. Indonesia was increased 100,000 for the 2016-17 crop year. These increases are kind of important, I think, because we're seeing demand strength in importing countries, and that's typically a pretty good sign that the yarn market or the downstream market has improved at least somewhat if these numbers turn out to be accurate. However, we'd be neglectful if we didn't comment that the expected higher prices touted by some analysts after the report issued is at least, in my opinion, short-sighted. That said, prices already moved up, and we should expect that to continue short-term at least a bit as the market reacts to this report. The higher prices for cotton, though, in an environment where cotton is losing share due to price competition for fiber alternatives, will result in an even smaller market share for cotton. The stronger U.S. dollar that we expect to continue, given the potential impact of Fed interest rates, would reduce margins for mills that use cotton and at least have them looking at alternative fibers. One other thing we looked at and noticed in this report, which we want to just kind of discuss, and I'd really like to get some comments from the other guys on the panel. The mill uses in China over the past 2 years, with the reason given by USDA, seems a bit specious to me. They explained that the strong increase in buying in the Chinese auction amid rising domestic prices suggests mill demand for cotton in China was previously underestimated. although we realize they probably have a lot better information than we have, we view that from a slightly different perspective. About half the buying in the Chinese auction was not from mills, but from traders. And the traders were looking to buy the cotton from the auction or expecting to sell that cotton to mills at a later date, hopefully at a profit. Part of the rising prices in China, therefore, was created by the speculative action by those traders. We won't be surprised to see the traders kind of hold that market off, that cotton off the market for a while, hopes of creating an artificial shortage. Typically, action like this doesn't end well, and in the current environment, mill operators will very likely switch to an alternative fiber, primarily polyester, because right now it's about 45% of the mill landed price for cotton in China. I think I've covered the bulk of what we were looking at on the world supply demand report. Do either of you guys think we need to expand on any of this any at all? Hello?
Go away, Gerald. Any thoughts on the report?
I was waiting for Gerald to say something first because y'all know
well,
I will say something.
I would agree with Kip that I think that the reason given for the reduction in the stocks is a little bit questionable. I don't think they were there to begin with. So, I think that they're trying to make this step down adjustment in stocks because and blame it on consumption, and that's okay. I mean, earlier when they increased stocks by some amount just because they felt like that the prices were too low to explain too low relative to where they thought the stocks were, they just they started adjusting the unaccounted for and added about 10 million bales worth of stocks to the Chinese stocks over a 5 or 6 year period of time. Now they're adjusting it downward. And they probably need to do it by about the same amount. I mean, there's no doubt that prices were high in China. It wasn't like people didn't have import quotas. They had import quotas. But, maybe they were given some other, incentive to buy cotton out of the reserves. But the prices that they're buying the cotton out of the reserves suggest that there's virtually nothing else except cotton in the reserves in stocks there in China.
All right. No way.
Thank you. And Gerald, excellent thought. And Kip, excellent comments. I know I have just, Kip, the point that you made about the quantity of stocks that were bought by traders. And in some circles we would call them speculators. Some people would call them merchants, but the better name probably is traders. They have bought this cotton just simply to resell, and hopefully at a profit. But who knows? So some of that cotton is going to be kept off the market. We don't really know. We assume China will resume their sales on or about March 1. We don't know that. They could come earlier. They could come later. We don't have the classification data of what was sold and classified, how it was reclassed. I've seen some of that, not much, but and most of it did make grade, but some of it was not graded as suitable. So there is a quantity loss there that USDA is going to have to account for. Some have speculated it may be as much as 1 in 10 bales, 10% bale loss. So I'm not surprised to see those stocks come down, and I would anticipate a smaller lowering as we continue to move forward. And it does keep us in the air a bit as to what's going to go on and where will prices go. But I also become very concerned sitting up here at 69 cents or above 69 cents with the substitution for the acid-based chemical fiber for cotton.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about price. We are right now trading 68.72. down about 25. We got close to 70 yesterday. What do you guys think about how low we can go, or how high we can go here?
Yeah, I think we have an upside potential of about 73 cents. You know, of course, it all depends on – it looks like we broke out of a pretty decent pattern here that suggests to me anyway a chance to run up to 73 cents. There's a lot of buying underneath this market. There's a lot of mills who have not fixed their prices. They keep waiting for lower prices, and it's not coming to them. And, on call sales – and pretty soon they're going to have to step up to the plate and fix. And, growers are being pretty tight-fisted right now. I mean, they want a pretty decent price for their cotton. So I think in order to get cotton out of people's hands, even though, harvest is starting to kick into full gear, prices are going to have to go up to loosen some of that out of grower hands. But once we make that, I think once we make that rally and get cotton out of growers' hands, and merchants are satisfied with their needs being met, then, we probably fall all the way back down to, 63, 64 cents. So 63 to 73 cents for probably the next 2 or 3 or 4 months is, I think, will pretty much capture the range.
This is Kip. I would agree with that to a point, but one of the things you brought up was the on-call sales. I agree that the mills want to buy at a lower price. They will have to come to the plate one day, but the specs are pretty long right now, so I see that as a pretty much of an offset. I think that the mill buying is going to be offset by commercial selling, speculative selling. The other thing I'm beginning to see worldwide is a bit of harvest pressure. Indian prices are starting to move down with an increased movement of that crop there. Pakistan is stable, too. I think those prices are starting to move down a little bit. We've seen after a quick rally on Monday when the Chinese came back, that market is starting to slip a bit. I think this is a bit of harvest pressure. And as that gains momentum, I think that's going to put a little pressure on the market. I do agree with you, Gerald, that the farmers want to get a better price, and merchants may have to push this thing up a little bit short term. But I think that's going to be a short term phenomenon. That's essentially what you said. When the merchants get satisfied, it comes off. I'm just not quite as optimistic that we see 73 cents. We may be closer to 70, 71, and the low might turn out to be a little lower than that because lower than your 63 cents simply because I think we're going to be in a spot where the substitution factor for polyester is going to be pretty strong. And if the U.S. dollar increases, like I think it's going to, that does not have as strong an impact on cotton as it does on crude oil and metal and other commodities. But I do think that's going to have a psychological impact on speculative traders. So that's going to kind of give us a little bit more of a, quote, negative environment.
Oh, wait, what are your thoughts on prices?
I think Kip and Jerry both made outstanding comments. I wish I could have put all of that together. While they differ a little bit, I'm wanting to come out and say I agree totally with both of them. Every time I have been one to think we would get to 73, and if we get to 70 and a half or 71, well, to me that's close enough to 73. But I do sense that every time we've gotten closer to the 73 cent, to the top of the range, that we've had a failure. And the failure, I think, has been associated with harvest pressure, though that's very new. But it's been associated with, I think, a little bit more substitution for fibers in China. And it's just put tremendous pressure on the top of this market to hold up there. And I had become and still am convinced that we've got some lower days in front of us, i.e. with the harvest pressure and with the level of specs that are in this market, that they're going to have to come out. And that's going to create a problem. At the same time, Gerald mentioned milk hog sales is phenomenal. And historically, those things can just shoot this market higher. So I think it's in the combination of what Kip said, the market's going back and forth with the call sales and the level of specs. Still, let's say, in the historical high range, not historically high, but in the historical high range. And as they could come out, and I think it'll be easy for them to come out with harvest pressure, I'm a little bit more concerned. I had dropped my bottom down to about 64 cents. So 73 on the upside, 63 on the downside, then, you know, maybe even slipping down 61 or 62. I don't think we'll slip that low, but I see the possibility of it. And particularly, I felt a little encouraged that USDA did finally decide to lower the world stock somewhat. Now, I still think they should have gone through China through India to have done some of that, and they didn't. They went straight through China. But I think there's a lot of evidence, so I can't hit them too hard on that. So just not quite as optimistic as Gerald sounds, but still optimistic. I may not be quite as pessimistic as Kip, but not to say that he's pessimistic, but my bottom number might be a cent or two higher.
So for farmers out there that are most interested in selling the market, are we thinking anywhere approaching 71 up to 73 is sort of the range to consider that?
I would think anytime it touches 70 cents. Now, you hate to go in with a round number, say sell at 70 cents, but I'm 100 points lower than what you maybe threw out there, Pat. Go ahead, excuse me.
Any other comments?
I agree with OA. I would start scale selling at 70 cents and be through by the time we get to 73. If we don't make it, I'd try to run before we see 70 again to get it all done there, because I just, without some sort of a real problem, I can't split hairs over 72 or 73 cents, but we're going to have a pretty good problem to have prices sprint much over that. So I think you get it done anywhere from 70 to 72, you're going to be a pretty happy camper.
Talking about the market giving us chances, giving a grower a chance. Gerald, maybe Pat, Kip, both of you, or Pat, how many times has this market touched, gone above 70 cents and come back below it, yet to come back to 72 cents a yard, just above 70? I think we've had at least two, if not three, chances to price at 70 cents or better. The market keeps kind of giving us a chance at 70 cents or right above 70 cents. So I think almost right at 70 tells you to start opening the door again.
Yeah, we last touched 70 about a week and a half ago, and then back off. And then yesterday we got not far from it, but now we've come back off again, and we're at 68.60 right now, down 37.
Okay.
We did get over 72, but that was about 3 weeks ago, and came back off. So yeah, 70 seems to be where we run into trouble. Okay. Gerald, any other thoughts you got?
No, I would agree with both Kip and OA. You know, anytime you get above 70 cents, just start looking to do something.
And Pat, I'm going to jump to another subject if I may. And y'all may have discussed this before I came online, but I don't have good answers. What are we looking for out of the southeast on the hurricane effect? My feel is it's not going to be that big, but I may have missed something. Do we have any good information just yet?
I do not. Gerald or Kip?
The original assessments that are, you know, kind of a, you know, armchair assessment is right now seems to be maybe 200,000 to 250,000 bales, which seems a little high, but it's just a guess at this point. I mean, there was some pretty darn good rains over there, and so you're certainly going to get some boll rot. You're going to get some lost cotton. even if you don't have boll rot, you know, to the extent that anything was open, you're going to lose just, you know, a little bit of weight in that cotton you know, anyway, just, you know, from what guys are saying in the upper coastal bend, before they got all those rains, they were picking, you know, they were thinking picking two bales, and they go back, and they're and after they got all a bunch of heavy rains, they're picking a bale to the acre. So, but they had they probably had more rains than what the Carolinas had, but certainly the Carolinas were you know, the ground was already saturated, I understand, in places, and the cotton's just, or the water's just sitting there. So I think the damage, I think yesterday's rains took out any potential upside adjustments from here on out, and maybe, and may even take a little bit away.
Okay.
The thing, I haven't heard quite that high an estimate for losses, but the numbers I've heard are, you know, like around 150 or so. So, you know, we're in the same sort of ballpark. Historically, we tend to, as an industry, we tend to overestimate the damage from hurricanes, particularly in the Southeast. However, they got a lot of rain. Cheryl made a good point. And so it's very likely there's some loss there. We, the 250,000, simply because of the way we've looked at it in history, may be a little high. But I think we'd be naive to think there wasn't a fair amount of loss there. And where I'm a little disappointed from a U.S. perspective is if they're taking Texas down now, I expected to see Texas offset part of that. So we, Gerald made the statement earlier, he wasn't sure we would see $16 million total for the crop. We may be sizing up for more than that than I thought we would have been last week. So that's something to think about, I think, from here on.
And, Pat, if I may, I want to throw out this export. I was tickled to death that USDA raised that 500,000, a half million bales. And I know I get in some quicksand real quick when I get up to 12.5 to 13 million bales. But to date, and only measuring to date, we have sold the heck out of cotton. Should we maintain this same pace, and that's a huge if and probably a no, but should we maintain this same pace, we push exports up to 14 million bales. So we've got to slack off. When do we slack off? What's going to cause us to slack off? Otherwise, exports are still, I mean, if we're on a pace of 14, then we could easily go to 12.5, 12.7, and that's half a million bales more than the current USDA estimate. Any comments from you guys other than I'm just drinking the wrong stuff?
Well, I think if we spend too much time above 70 cents, then then you start knocking off your export numbers. I mean, if we did 14 million bales OA, we're not going to be talking 73. We'll be talking 83 to 90.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah, I agree. I don't think we're going to maintain this pace, and I think that's sort of what we're all talking about, but. Gosh, they have been good, a lot better than I expected right now. I mean, I think Australia may export a little bit more than what USDA has in here today. Their crop might be slightly bigger. I'm not sure about that one. But also, I mean, you know, Brazil may export a little bit more. We may get more out of Africa. I think that people, the buyers are buying U.S. cotton because we're reliable shippers. And we may get some substitution on down the road, but if you get this thing much over 70 cents, we're working about substitution factors here for synthetics, and that slows your exports down in a hurry, I think.
Okay.
Any other comments? All right. Well, let's wrap this up. We want to thank Kip for leading us today. Thanks for OA and for Gerald and our thoughts with John, and also we want to thank Bayer again for being our sponsoring and bringing this program to you. So that's it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pat.